I was talking to my brother the other day. I'm just like, I can't believe when people ask me how long ago was I playing, I can't believe it's been about like 10 years, 10, 11 years.
Yeah, bro. That's crazy. That's, yeah. Like, it's real. Like, you think about college, like, I graduated college, like 12 years ago, like 2011, so 11 years, yeah.
That's
That shit's
wild.
crazy. Yeah.
I was just looking at some of your stuff too, your resume. I'm like, yeah, you put in some time. It's been some time though.
Yeah, not been a good 10. I mean, if you count this year 11, but I'm really solid 10. Solid good 10,
So
yeah. That's fine.
we can go ahead and get started. Welcome to Applying Pressure Podcast. I'm your host, Jamie Smith. Lamont Wade, our co-host, can't join us today, so it's just gonna be me and you, Jabal. But I wanted to sort of introduce you and give some background. So about 10 years experience in the NFL, 37th overall, right?
Yeah, traffic, something like, yeah. 37, I
37th
think, yeah,
overall,
37,
2011. Came out of Pitt,
yeah.
played for the Browns. The Browns drafted you. You went to the Pats, the Colts, Jacksonville for a short stint. Ended up with the Giants, and then you were with the Dolphins this past year. So,
Yeah.
I really wanted to start and ask you. One of my questions I always wanted to ask was, you're from Florida. So how did you end up at Pitt and why?
I get that question so much because, like, it's hard to leave Florida, you know. So, for me, it was Coach Wonstadt. Dave Wonstadt was, he had just finished up with the Miami Dolphins, and he was just kind of still recruiting down here. I watched him kind of like with the Dolphins, I watched him coach like players like Jason Taylor, you know. I mean, I'm actually from Pittsburgh, another Pittsburgh guy, that, you know,
Forgot
I
he was
kind of
with
like
the Dolphins.
idolized.
I forgot he was.
Yeah. So I kind of idolized him, you know, watching him down here, and was like, "Yo, I mean, you could go out there and be the next JT." So, you know, from there, I'm like, you know, he had my hopes high. I visited a few schools. I visited like Rutgers, Arizona State. It was too far, and Pitt just felt like it felt home. You know, when I came on my visit, they embraced me,
You
and it
weren't
was
too
just love.
interested. Were you not interested in any like Florida schools?
So I was getting recruited by Miami for a short period, and then they fired a coach. Larry Coker got fired that year. A couple guys committed, so they pulled back their scholarship. The guy that was recruiting me actually went to FIU, Mario Cristobal, who's now back at UM. He went to FIU and tried to recruit me to FIU, but it was just like, I kind of felt more. I felt I had a better chance with Wonstadt that I just kind of put my trust in.
Because Pitt always had, I don't know about the recent years, but Pitt has always had a lot of really good Florida commits. Like their best players are typically from Florida, especially on the defensive side. So that's
Shit, when I was there, we had at least probably like 10 of us from Florida, like on the team, for
interesting.
real, for real. Like, it was pretty deep, yeah.
Who was like, I'm trying to think back. So to me, I might be biased, but I feel like that was one of my favorite Pitt teams, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Who was the like that teammate for you that you really like looked to, that was like your guy, but like y'all played on the field together, like, you know what I'm saying? Y'all had
Yeah.
chemistry.
So they gotta be probably the guy that played across me, like for real, we always pretty close. Like in the locker room, I felt like you know, I could probably name most of the guys on, like, damn near everybody on the team. It's like, I think it's about 100 guys in there, I feel like. But all this was pretty close. But I, you know, as far as defense, I'm committed to my D line. You know what I mean? Like, our D line room was kind of unique in a sense. Like, we all kind of was there like 4 or 5 years together. So, you know, that's who you spend most of your time with. So, definitely my defensive guys. But I mean, throughout the years, I still keep in contact with guys like Jason Pinkston or Dion. You know, different Baldwin still kind of here and there. So, everybody's still kind of like keeping contact, but I think like as far as a room, like my defensive line room was kind of pretty unique and close.
So how that was maybe one of the most draft picks you guys had with that group. A lot of you right. guys went to the league. Who's left in the league now?
Well, Deion just retired this past year, so it's kind of like from that draft class, it was me and Deion left.
Okay.
And so Deion hung him up last year, and I'm teetering right behind him. So.
Yeah, I'm gonna ask you a little bit later. I'm gonna try to figure out what your plans are, but. Last question about Pitt and just Pittsburgh in general, though, like, because obviously a lot of people from Pittsburgh are going to watch this. What was your biggest transition from Florida to Pittsburgh, just overall, like the city, the weather, all of that?
It's different. Hey, it was different. first, the hill, you know what I mean? Like being on campus, having to walk up that big hill to get to the dorms was definitely different. It was unique because the university was right side of the city.
Yeah.
So, like, it was kind of unique in that sense that you had people around. You know what I mean? Normal people just walking around. Like, you hear about campus and you think, like, oh, I was just college kids. But for us, it was, like, regular people, you know what I mean? Walking around, living their day-to-day life, going to work, whatnot.
Yeah.
But ultimately, the weather was, like, the biggest factor. You know what I mean? The weather, being away from home was, like, crazy. First time seeing snow. I mean, we seen like not even an inch of snow. We outside trying to have a snow fight. You know what I mean?
I know you had to probably get you a bubble coat.
Nah, crazy part, right? So, I got the little windbreaker sweater. I'm thinking I'm good.
Uh-huh.
And then, a real snowstorm came. Like the little light snow came. I thought we was good. Then the real snow came. I had no jacket, nothing, ready for nothing. But the coach had gave us this the big jacket that you see on the sideline just to make it back home, and eventually had to invest in the North Face. You know what I mean? Had to get right and get a North Face.
Yep.
Yeah, but that weather was definitely different, man. My first year, I remember like ready to go home and just call it quits. Like it got that cold and just had to stick it out.
Yep. So transitioning into now from we discussed Pitt a little bit. Going into the draft, so like you were projected to be like a high draft pick, which you were.
Right.
What was that process like for you? And then like even going into, I feel like a lot of people, a lot of players, even if they're projected to be a high draft pick, they get a lot of love during that time. They get a lot of attention, and then you get drafted, and you have to like sort of like show yourself and prove yourself all over again.
Right.
Like, walk me through, like, what that process looked like for you and then, like, transitioning into the league and actually establishing yourself.
Yeah, like you said, you got to prove yourself all over again. So here I am, man, crazy Cleveland right there. So I get drafted to Cleveland. I don't know where Cleveland at. I couldn't tell you the record, nothing, It was all about Pitt and the Steelers was winning. So I was kind of like, became a Steelers fan at the time. So, going to Cleveland, it's literally what, 2 hours away. So it's like right up the street. That year it was a lockout year. So usually guys come in, you get drafted, you go to the team, you meet like some of the rookies, you meet the coaches and you kind of go from there. But it was a lockout year, so nobody was allowed in the building. You wasn't allowed to meet the coaches. Like, no conversation, no nothing. So I get drafted, I get a call from a coach. Talk to the owner, I'm ready to go, I'm like, all right, what can I get my playbook? When can we get started? I'm ready to come out there and prove myself. And like I said, no, I can't get my playbook, can't meet the coaches, can't nothing. So after that conversation, I didn't literally talk to the coaches until July. So I got drafted in when was the draft? March. I didn't talk to a coach, a player, I met nobody until July, like when camp started. And for most rookies, you come in, you get drafted, you get to meet everybody, you get like a few weeks off, and you back there, I think in April, and you start up from April all the way through July. Like, so I don't know what to expect, Like, I'm just working out, kind of just like, I don't know what the hell is going to happen. Like, I'm a short first day, ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
Get there first day, and like you say, you got to prove yourself. Like, I'm coming in, they kind of like, here you go. You're going to be the starter. And you know what I mean? Like, they kind of like, yo, you're going to be our starter over here. Like, let's go.
That's
Yeah, first day, like I'm like, yo, like don't know the playbook. Got to learn the playbook within a week. We got a game in like 3 weeks.
Did
I
any
got to learn the
veterans like
playbook.
step up and like how was that for you? You know, was it more hating or was it love for the most part?
No. For me, for the most part, I felt the love. Like, I mean, kind of, I guess you kind of like now that I'm older, I know the system. You know what I mean? You come in at a certain draft pick, everybody was like free agents. Nobody really had a job then. So it was a new coach. It was kind of like, yo, you're going to be that dude. You know what I mean? Like, and they are like, I mean, my vets, I kind of felt like embraced me the time, the D line, Tuba. DeQuell Jackson, kind of like that was like the veterans right then, and they kind of embraced me and showed me love, and kind of helped me understand the playbook, because I was definitely lost, man. I started playing football in ninth grade, and just is kind of still all new to me. So I had some guys embraced me, definitely took me under their wing, helped me kind of understand that. But you know, it was like you said, like I just went through college. I felt like I'm the man. You know, you get to your senior year, like I proved it. I'm that dude. Drafted, got there, rook here, carry my pads, carry my helmets. Like, nah, nah, it ain't going down like that. Yeah, so it was a shock at first, you know what I mean? But you just stick through it, stuck through it, and it kind of pushed me to get better, you know what I mean? It's like a reset button. Because you come in there on top, you know, it's kind of hard to like humble yourself. So it was like a humbling moment, and it kind of, I feel it made me a lot better though.
What's the camaraderie like with like on an NFL team as opposed to like college teams where like you guys are actually living together, you travel together, you know, you're growing together, but you know, and then in the NFL, everyone's like grown, they do their own thing. Like, what's the
Married kids, yeah. It's like, so I missed that part too because our rookie year, we didn't get to meet the other rookies, so like we all came in and just here to the game, like that was it. But we still kind of had our bond, you know. I mean, everybody was kind of trying to feel their way as rookie. You come in, you're not in a dorm no more, you're not in an apartment, you got to find somewhere to stay. But we all kind of like stayed in, I guess, a same kind of condo. So you got a little money in your pocket, so you're in the same condo, and you're just trying to like feed off each other. But again, like you're around this D line group. Like I'm always around my D linemen, and that was kind of like a brotherhood there. We had meetings there from 7 in the morning to like 7 at night, so like 6 days a week. So you kind of get to know each other pretty well, and kind of build that camaraderie and everything else.
So give me like, you don't have to go into too much detail, but just give me like a glimpse of your experience from each spot. So like from the Browns to the Pats all the way like to where you are now, like as far as just your when you think of that team and your time with that team, like just give me like a glimpse of what that looked like from each spot.
Cleveland was, you know, it was a little chaos because we was losing. So I came from Pitt, where shout out to Pitt, by the way, hell of a year they had this year, hell of a year. But came from Pitt, you know, we was winning, we was on top. You know, we built this from like my first year not going to a bowl game to my senior year. I went to like 3 bowl games and like, you know, just feeling on top. And going to Cleveland, where it's the NFL now. Like, no, every game is hard. Like, no game is easy. Like, we were the team that people thought was like the easy game, you know. So going there, boom, it was tough. Just we lost. We maybe won like, I think my best season there, we won 6 games, you know, 6 games. And I felt like I was doing like balling. Like I felt like I was giving them all, and boom, just couldn't win. And I went from there to the Patriots. And where it's nothing but winning, like just winning, winning, winning. So like my first year there was just like, oh, this cake, because we were winning, you know, it was fun. So like work was like fun, work was easy. Boston was like a cool city, like it was a good city, a lot going on out there. And then we won a Super Bowl. So like, you know, all that's just like easy, like that's fun, like that's cake.
But what's that like, real
And
quick? Not to slow you up, but like, what? Tom Brady, were you there with Gronk?
yeah. Man, that was different. Like my first year there, I mean my first day there. So my first day there, you know, this is like my fourth or fifth year in the league. Tom Brady the GOAT, I'm like everybody on the Patriots are well known because they're always on TV, So I go there and first dude is me and one other dude in the locker room and it's Tom. And Tom come over and he's like, "Hey, Jabbar, shit, man, nice to meet you. I'm Tom Brady." And I'm like, "Yo, like Tom know my name, you know what I mean? Like, damn, like that's big." And just his leadership from there, I just kind of like knew, like, damn, he knows everybody in the locker room name. Like he humble as hell to, enough to like, you just come over, greet yourself. Like, not a lot of teams. I mean, from Cleveland, not a lot. You don't get that everywhere. You know what I mean? You don't get that everywhere. So that was just big. Gronk's just Gronk, man. Gronk's a good dude, fun time. But ultimately, like I had fun over there. We had a good team, and like when you win it, you have even more fun because everybody able to like eat. So like, I played with like Chan, Rob Ninkovich, all good guys over there. So it was definitely fun over there, and those guys are definitely good guys. Yeah.
Actually went to high school with Gronk.
No way.
Yeah, I went to high school with Gronk. He went to Woodland Hills, and he predominantly like black school, and then you got like
Yeah.
this big white dude who just he had just transferred, I believe his junior year. He came down from Buffalo, and we kept hearing from our athletic director, like everyone kept talking about like, yo, we're getting this like amazing like football player. So he comes down, and it's just like he just stands out because it's just like this big white dude, and he walks through the hall, and he loves everyone.
Right,
So, but like, yeah, quick story just to show like how Gronk is though, and like the way he comes off on TV to everyone, like that really is how he is, and he's such a good dude, and loves. I mean, he's just passionate about sports. He actually played on our men's basketball team, and I should have pulled a clip up. I might edit it in here,
Right,
but.
yeah, I want to
Gronk,
see that.
like,
He said he could hoop. He said he could hoop, nah.
yo, he was dunking, like running up and down the court. It was wild. Like he was shooting everything. It was wild. But he traveled to every girls' basketball game, like by himself. Like the gym would be empty sometimes, and Gronk would just be sitting up in the stands by himself at every girls' game. It was like amazing. But he was just
Good
committed,
dude.
you know, to like he loves sports and his whole family really. So. But that's interesting that you played with them and they played with you and vice versa and all of that. But yeah, that's wild too with Tom retiring now too. He's put in a lot of time as well.
Tom,
Would you
yeah. I was surprised to see that, man. I was super surprised to see Tom. I was hurt a little bit because I kind of wanted to see him go out on top. You know what I mean? I want to see him get that ring and kind of call it quits. But it's time, it's time. He might, you know what I mean, pump fake and not retire, but
I hope so.
we'll
I
see.
hope so.
Right.
Yeah. It's a lot though. But go ahead, jump to the Colts because that was like the Colts was really your peak, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So yeah, after winning the championship, after like, fresh off the Super Bowl, the Colts called, so I ended up signing to the Colts, and they're kind of rebuilding. They just hired a new coach, new GM rather. Still had the same coach. Coach Chuck was a great coach, but I guess it was just time for a change over there. And so I went there my first year. I mean, I had the green light to just go make plays. So it was, you're just playing football, having fun. And then I became part of this building process that they had over there, where they kind of like cleared house. I was kind of like one of the first sign one first one of the first guys to sign there. And they just brought in a whole different. I don't know the guys that was. I don't know a lot of the guys that was there before. I know a few, but they brought in a lot of younger guys. That was kind of passionate about the game, that could run, and that was just restarting their energy over there. And I felt like I was happy to be a part of that. You know what I mean? It put me in a role of like passing down. Passing down my knowledge of what I got, how to be a vet, how to be a pro,
But you
and
changed
that was something.
positions, right?
A little bit. It's ultimately the same. So I mean, as long as I'm getting after the quarterback, I'm good. I was outside linebacker, but I dropped back a little bit here and there. But I was really rushing the quarterback. You know what I mean? In a sense. But yeah, it was a little change. By then, I felt like I had a grip for the playbook. I had learned about three different playbooks by then, three or four. So it was kind of easy learning the playbook. I felt like I could have played any defense, but. It was more so like being that big brother at that time, you know what I mean? Like
Yeah.
molding to the younger guys. At least that's what I felt during that period over there. But I still, like I said, balled, had a fun time over there. Got to play outside linebacker and then kind of went back to a different defense, the 4-3. And then we had the whole lockout thing, and that's kind of where I signed in, the Giant, what a short period with the Jags, and ended up with the Giants,
Yeah.
which I didn't get the experience in New York, so I'm a little bit, upset with that, you know what I mean? Because
Yeah.
everything was shut completely down. But it was good to play for the Giants. You know what I mean, I guess some would call it America's team or something like
Yeah.
that between them and the Patriots. But it was cool. It was a good foundation over there.
Yeah, I remember I had, I think I even reposted it. One of the highlights I know for the Giants for you was getting that key stop and sealing the game against the Bengals in
Yeah,
2028.
I was happy to be there. You know what I mean? Like you get on the field and had an opportunity. Like after, like I was damn near about to sit out that year. Like I was, because everybody, a lot of people sat out due to COVID. And I was like damn near about to sit out. And I think I got there like week maybe 10. Like it was kind of late, maybe week 8. And I got to get in football shape and all this. And to have that play, you know what I mean? Like you begin to question yourself, like. It's week 8, I'm just starting to play. Like, do I still got it? I'm older in the
Right.
game. And that play kind of like just helped me, like, you still got it. Let's go. You know what I mean? Revamped everything. And then this year, I kind of just tried to stay home. I was like, a couple teams called, but I always want to play for the Dolphins. So, I tried to stay home and get it done. But, it's crazy, crazy. It was tough to do over here. They had a deep roster and stuff. So,
How do you feel? Like, where are you at in your career now? Like, how are you feeling?
I feel good, man. I feel like I could play if I wanted, you know what I mean? Definitely go out and let somebody camp and I'll ball, but it's more so I got about to be a 13-year-old, so I'm kind of at that point where I want to, make it to my son. He's playing basketball as well, so make it to his games. Kind of like pass the torch, I guess, in a sense of like being more of a father and spending time at home, kind of, yeah.
What would be some things that you would get involved in? Like, do you invest? Like, and is there anything,
Right.
like, any specific job you would want to do?
So I got a few properties that I've been looking at that I have now, and then there's more properties I'm actually looking at right now. Some apartment buildings. So I mean, I guess that's kind of like something that I look forward to doing. Becoming a
Real estate, yeah.
businessman. Yeah, stepping away from the field. Just feel like real estate is kind of not simple, but it kind of speaks for itself. You kind of find a and re remodel the house stuff, and you find like a rough house in like a nice neighborhood.
Yeah.
And I guess this the house I'm in right now is actually one of my projects.
Okay.
And I mean, luckily due to COVID or whatnot, the market's sky high. So I
Yeah.
mean, I might have chose right. I might have something going here. So that's kind of like the avenue I've been going. And besides that, hooping, playing basketball, just doing all the things I guess you couldn't do while playing football. A lot of times in football, they actually not to play basketball
Yeah.
and do all that. So
Now,
kind of doing that and traveling.
I know you did track. I know you did like the shot put and discus. I didn't know you
Yeah.
hooped too,
A little bit, a little bit. I'm actually just learning, man. I'm decent. I ain't nice like that, but I'm decent. So
Yeah.
I played a little bit in high school, a little bit, but not much. I joined for like a game. They practice on Saturdays, man. That wasn't for me. But
I
yeah,
know,
y'all practice on Saturdays.
I know, so back to the real estate real quick. I know Shady was on what's his name? I can't think of his name. I can't think of his name. Marshall, Brandon Marshall's
Yeah,
podcast.
B. Marsh. Yeah.
I Am Athlete, and he was mentioning the real estate stuff and how, like, how he's doing, how he's killing it, but he had to sort of start small first. But he did mention, like, partnering with other people too. That'd be interesting.
Right.
What, like, are you open to partnering with people and going in, or you like doing
I
it by
actually
yourself?
have a few partners. No, I'm not doing it all by myself. I mean, you don't want to kind of invest too much in one basket. So, like, no, I'm actually not doing it by myself. I'm actually invested with a family friend and other guys that kind of been in it. So I kind of got sheltered in it a little bit. And yeah, I mean, It's actually a little network that they're building now with the NFL that guys kind of like can partner up and work together. So yeah. I mean, I continue trying to grow. I'm open to working with anybody. I know Pittsburgh actually has some new developments open there, right?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah,
Yeah,
it's gonna be.
I was looking out there for a while, man. It's just so far from where I'm at, so I really didn't never get a
Yeah.
chance to see it. But I definitely was looking at that for a minute. Yeah.
Yeah, the market's really good too. And you know, if you ever come back to Pittsburgh, you know everyone will show you love too, because
Yeah.
Pittsburgh is just one of them cities. Like we don't forget like the greats and the legends and stuff. So
Right. No,
yeah.
that's the biggest thing about Pitt, man. It's
Yeah.
that's definitely a football, like, not even sports, I guess, in general, like just
Yeah.
sports in general, I thought was huge there, man.
Yep. But
Yeah.
sorry, go ahead.
I would say compared to Miami, everybody from like New York and like fake fans down here and shit,
Yeah.
but
Because
yeah,
it's
real
more of
different.
like a touristy like city though, I feel like, more than like Pittsburgh. If
Yeah.
you're in Pittsburgh, it's a reason you're in Pittsburgh.
Right, nah, for real. Blue collar, like came here to work, like let's get it.
Yep. So
Yeah.
like I know we talked about like, you know, just where you're at with your career. I didn't really ask you if you were thinking about retiring, but I know you kind of mentioned just wanting to spend more time with your family and stuff. So with
Yeah.
that being said, like talk about like finances a little bit. So like you made over $40 million in your career, just salary. So every contract was different for you. So like what's that like as far as managing that? You know what I'm saying? 'Cause I know like you come out and get like a really big contract, and then like maybe your next one is nowhere near that. So like how do you kind of balance that, and do you have like a professional that, you know, that you've hired to help you out with that?
Off jump, I think the league kind of like has seminars about like finance and how to save and when to spend, and that's another thing I took from the vets, I guess. Just knowing when to spend, you know what I mean? Set a goal that you want in your account before you like go out and blow it off. So I mean, for me, I didn't spend much like throughout my time in the league. So I mean, being in Miami, it's a little hard not to spend, but I ain't spend too much. Vet told me like, yo, put a number in your account that you want and you make, and set that as your goal. You know what I mean? And once you get there, you can spend a little bit here and there, but don't OD. And that's kind of how I took it. So my first year, I knew nothing was guaranteed. You got this. I think you signed a deal for like, I think I signed a deal for like 2.5 guaranteed, really. It said a $5 million contract. It's really 2.5 guaranteed, nothing else after that. So you make your 2.5, whatever. The rest of the years you got to go out there and work for it. You're liable to get cut. You never know. And same thing with going to every team. It's a certain part in that contract that's guaranteed, and the rest you could get injured. Anything could happen, and you could get cut. So for me, it was always take that guarantee, put that to the side, and then whatever you make after that, you know, you don't count that. Like that's not guaranteed, so I don't count that. You kind of like split that, put some of that aside, and you can have fun with some of it. So I think I did a pretty good job of saving, you know what I mean, for the most part.
Do you have like, do you know people? Not that you gotta like go in the specifics or anything, but have you seen people who like just blew through their money? Like
Oh, for sure. Yeah. I mean, luckily I don't know nobody that's really struggling right now. You know what I mean? Maybe I do and they didn't show it, but I've seen a lot of guys kind of like, you know, just get that first check and you fresh out of college and go out and, you know, blow like 40 grand and your check maybe 100. And the thing about that is you still got taxes, you got Uncle Sam who got to get his piece, you got your agent who you got to pay. Yeah, it's a lot that still come out of that check, and the rest of that money ain't guaranteed. So some dudes wild out, and you know, you just gotta, I guess they ain't take that advice, you know. Yeah.
So,
But
before we close out though, I wanted to mention and bring up something that I really think is dope. Is 2018, you were nominated by the NFL for the Walter Payton Man of the Year Award.
right, yeah.
And I've seen that you give back, you know, And you've always been like super supportive. Like, I know we met each other before, but you've always, like, you're just like a supportive person. Like, you repost my stuff sometimes.
Right.
And in general, though, you give back to the community. Like, can you mention some of the things that you do?
Well, I started a foundation where I wanted to like reach out to inner city kids, you know what I mean? People like that had the same background as me that might need a little push, you know what I mean? That parents may not push them as much, or, you know, just feel like they've forgotten about. So for me, it's always kind of been like giving back to those kids as much as possible. So whenever I get a chance, I'm at the PAL. I don't know if y'all call it the PAL, but Police Athletic Department, Police Athletic League, MLK Centers, YMCAs, just trying to reach out to those kids whenever I get a chance. And, you know, I often encourage them, like, you know, sports is a nice gesture to start with, but, you know, there's other jobs out there that, you know, that we just don't know about sometimes as kids. We all look at sports and think like, all right, I got to make it in sports. Encourage them to get involved in other activities, try something new, you know what I mean? That's not a sport. Maybe you might like it, who knows? And show them people that look like them in those different jobs, you know what I mean? Yeah. So out in India, I had guys come out that was maybe a guy that did announcements for the game. So you're still around sports, but you're not playing sports. It's not. You know what I mean? It's not far from the game, but you're still a part of it. You get to still be on the sideline at the games, meet celebrities, things like that, firefighters, and just different jobs that I think us sometimes as kids forget about. Like, it's like, oh, it's football and that's it, or basketball and that's it, you know? They forget about the lawyers and how much they pay, how much they make. So that's kind of just what I've been doing my foundation. I'm also coaching now, trying to inspire some of the kids that are at my high school that I went to.
Okay, you coach in high school?
Better stuff. Yeah, I've been coaching high school. Yeah. Trying to motivate them, man, and just get them a little boost. Yeah.
What are they looking like? They typically good?
You know, it's different. It's different than what I'm used to. You know, I've been in the league. Yeah. Everything's structured. It's the time. It's.
Yep.
No excuses. Like, it's just, you here or you're not. Mm-hmm. And, you know, kids got, you got to deal with parents. You got to deal with a lot of different things. So it's definitely new to me. But I like the challenge. And the kids are embracing it. You know, the kids, you know, happy to see me showing up to work every time and asking me for as much information as they can, man. And, you know, if they want to know, I'm answer as many questions as I can. So I kind of like it.
Yeah. All right, man. So we're going to close out. I want to give you the floor. If there's anything, you know, you want to say, if you want to give your at or anything special, like a foundation or anything that we can shout out.
Yeah. I mean, my foundation, Jabal Shared Foundation, based around, you know, giving back to inner city kids. I actually definitely got to get out to Pittsburgh, man. And hopefully you could. I'm sure you know somewhere that probably could need some help, need some motivation. I come out there and possibly, you know, give what I can, you know what I mean, and help them out. But I just try and inspire it, man. And I mean, whoever watching or listening, man, hopefully they're doing the same.
Yeah, man. Appreciate you. Thanks for
sure.
Joining us. I know it took a while to get on here, but I definitely wanted to reach out to you. So I appreciate you and your support and everything that you've done, even outside of football. So.
I appreciate you having me, for sure.
All right, man. I'm going to go ahead and click this live.